Today is August 29th, 2023. I'm TJ Gentry, and it's time for another Daily 180, 3 minutes in God's Word. We're continuing with our God talk, talking about God, theology. And today, let's think about this wonderful but mysterious statement. God is sovereign. What does sovereignty mean? Well, I once heard the description of the Queen of England this way. She may be on the throne, but she's not really in charge of much. No disrespect to the late queen is intended by that, but there was a day when to be a queen or a king, a monarch, really did mean you were running things, you were in charge. But that kind of has become a symbolic thing in many instances. But with God, when we talk about God is the king, he really is in control. He is the sovereign. He's over all things. Job, you remember Job? He had some problems, didn't he? And not only did he have some challenges in his life, he had a spiritual battle going on, and he was surrounded by friends that were terrible counselors. They were just blaming everything on the wrong thing. And Job, in verse 42 of the book given his name, Job, in chapter 42, verse 2, he says this. He says, I know that you, he's talking about God, I know that you can do all things and that no purpose of yours can be thwarted. God can do all things. He can do all things that are consistent with who he is. Now, he can't make a square circle because it doesn't exist. That's nonsense. But can't make a rock so big that he can't move it. That's nonsense. It doesn't exist. But everything that is consistent with what's real and true and who God is, well, he can do it. He can do all things. And not only can he do all things, but his ultimate purpose, it's not going to be thwarted. In other words, God's going to get things done. Now, the plans from our perspective may change a lot. It may look like we're going this way and then we go that way. But ultimately, God is accomplishing his will. Paul said it like this in Romans 8. He said, all things work together for good to those who love God and are called according to his purpose. How is it possible that all things can work together for good? Only if God is sovereign. And he is. Now, that doesn't mean our choices don't matter. That doesn't mean there aren't consequences for our sins. That doesn't mean there won't be opposition to the purposes of God. But you can rest assured of this. God's purposes will ultimately be accomplished. He is sovereign. He's a good sovereign. He's a loving sovereign. He's an all-powerful sovereign. God is sovereign. Amen.